From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio. Radio. Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
Couldn't wait for today. Couldn't wait for this hour. Sean, how you doing down in Dallas? You doing okay?
Come back and talk to me tomorrow.
Okay, yeah. You got have transmission go out and stuff. I wanted to just make you feel a little bit better if I could, but it's kind of hard to do when that happens, you know? But, hey, looking forward to a great program today. And got you in the studio down there in Dallas. We have an amazing guest lineup for you today on Armed American Radio, as we always do, where today we'll be talking about, you'll hear us discuss some of the things today that you'll hear ad nauseum tomorrow. We won't focus too much on it. Of course, I'm going to talk a little bit about the third terrorist attack in 10 weeks in disarmed Great Britain.
Excuse me, Mark.
We're going to go there from a different perspective. Yeah, Sean, go ahead.
You know, I know I'm going to try to be brief. You know, I was watching people and the experts talk about this on the news this morning, and I couldn't help think that, you know, if they would just give these people their rights to bear arms and fight, maybe they might fix the problem. I'm just thinking.
Well, we're gonna cover a little bit of that today. There are a couple stories that jumped out at me when I was doing some research this morning. And of course, I started doing some research yesterday when the story first broke and this happened. And there were a couple things that popped out at me. So I'm going to take you there, Sean. I think you'll like where I go here. And I'm going to touch on this with each one of my guests today on the program. Because you have unarmed cops, and I want to give you a little perspective. Unarmed cops, that just is unbelievable to me. So we'll go there. We'll have some fun with that. And maybe some comments about what the mayor in London said also. Just incredible. Just absolutely incredible that terrorists aren't going to win. And, you know, the sign up on the Daily Mail that says ISIS won't win, love will win. I'm like, these people got they're clueless. They're absolutely clueless as to what's happening right underneath their noses. We'll go there. We'll go there. I've got some incredible emails. One of them I teased, if you listen to the daytime program, I teased an email that I'm going to read specifically, saved it specifically for Alan Gottlieb. Going to do that in the next segment. And a bunch of other emails. In hour one here, I've got Alan Gottlieb coming up right after I get done running my mouth here. And then Curt Schilling, Major League Baseball legendary pitcher, will be here. We're going to have a fun continuation of a conversation with Curt Schilling about self-defense because of what happened on the ball field. And if you've been listening to the daytime show, the email has been coming in like crazy to me on the whole Buster Posey not rushing the pitcher's mound to stop Bryce Harper from attacking his pitcher. I'm just incredible. And of course, I likened it to self-defense. So you'll hear all about that. And then the return of the great A.W.R. Hawkins in hour two. He's been out for a couple weeks. Good for him. Now he's back. We've got so much to cover with him. We're going to move very quickly. Hour three, I'm going to save for training issues. Rick Ector, Detroit CCW, teaching women, minorities in Detroit. His classes are packed. Wait a minute. That goes against the narrative being told by the gun ban crowd. And then Rob Pincus is going to follow that up with a new partnership. And I won't take his thunder, but he and Personal Defense Network have a new partnership, and we want to bring that story to you because all of us benefit. Let's go right to the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster, safest studio in the nation, Second Amendment Foundation hotline for Alan Gottlieb. Alan, how you doing, my friend?
Doing very well. Thank you, Mark.
You see that? I called that hotline a really long name. I wasn't sure I was going to get it all out, and I didn't even make a mistake. How about that?
You're too professional.
You're getting there.
Lucky is what it was. Hey, Alan, let's talk quickly about London, and let's talk about unarmed cops and an unarmed population. Here's where I want to take you with the disarmed police officer, which to me is just astonishing. No one, man or woman in uniform, should be without a sidearm. No one anywhere in the world with the job that they do. I don't care if they're a transport cop. It doesn't matter to me. If they wear the title of police officer and they have a badge, they should be armed. It's flat out that simple, particularly in a country where the population is completely defenseless. Two ways I want to go with you here. Number one, I think you'll agree with me that the officer, the transport, British transport officer, who was disarmed and had nothing but a nightstick, a baton, who attacked Now, these were dedicated killers on in the middle of a killing spree in a rampage during their terrorist attack. He went after them, individuals armed with knives. He had a nightstick. That shows great courage, doesn't it?
It shows really great courage, but he ought to have he and his family ought to have a suit against the City of London for not allowing him to be armed to protect himself when he has to face people like that.
Incredible response. I kind of thought you might say that, but before I want to kind of hold that off over here to the left. Let me go over here to the right real quick. When an officer is disarmed and something happens, the mere fact that they are disarmed forces that police officer to do one of two things: run away and be deemed a coward and fail in his duties as a sworn officer of the law, or two, forces him into mortal combat at a complete and total disadvantage. How can anybody allow that to happen?
Well, obviously, in the United Kingdom, they allow that to happen. Why would anybody want to be a police officer under those circumstances when they get no support from the government?
Particularly when we see now the third attack, and there will be more. There will be many more. This is just the beginning. Those folks who think we're going to defeat them, they're not winning. They're losing, and they are bringing this upon themselves. Alan, you've spent a great deal of time across the pond. What has to happen over there, and what lessons can we learn here in the United States?
Well, there is a change of attitude going on there among their citizens. And, you know, they're starting to realize that the gun bans that have taken place there have been counterproductive, and that, you know, people there are not allowed to basically be the first line of defense for homeland security. And they're changing. The problem is getting politicians there to change. And getting the bureaucrats to change. And I'm not seeing any movement there. But a lot of the think tanks, you know, and policymakers are now questioning it, at least. And so we're seeing some movement. So that's a good sign. Unfortunately, in the interim, there's been lots of lives lost, not just the terrorism there, but street crime is rampant. You know, while the terrorist attacks were going on, there was also stabbing that took place in another place that they thought might have been terror that wasn't, and nobody there had a firearm to protect themselves as well. So it's not just terrorism in the UK. Crime is running rampant, and the homicide rates are way up there. And so, you know, people are starting to realize that this so-called gun control doesn't work.
Boy, I could spend the hour with you just on the two things that you said. So leaving those two points that you just made, lawsuits, let me go back to that. Possibility that that's even a thought in London after what happened?
Yeah, it's a thought that a lot of people are, you know, are realizing that the current, you know, regimen of gun control doesn't work, and they'd like to be able to protect themselves. But unfortunately, it's going to take a lot more. And people there, you know, it's not politically correct to speak out for gun rights. And self-defense is not something that's, you know, is something that's, you know, really supported by the government. So we're looking at a situation there that's going to take a long time for it to change, but at least we're seeing movement in that direction now.
Let me throw something at you. It's been my experience in dealing with interviews on the BBC over the years. I've been on the radio in Great Britain on national radio. I've been in Ireland and a couple of other places. And it's been my experience that the responses that come to me by emails after I do one of those interviews from the listener, not the elitist who was doing the interview or not the politician, but the common man and woman, have every one of them have thanked me for what I talked about, because to them it was pure common sense and they all realize they've been disarmed. Theresa May is up for re-election in what, 5 days or something like that?
I think it's the 8th of June.
Okay, the 8th of June. Well, let me throw this at you. I would bet you good money that if she stood up right now on the heels of this attack and said, I promise you to work to bring back the rights of Brits to defend themselves with a firearm, I bet you she'd win that election hands down, regardless of how unpopular it might be politically in Parliament. I think the common man and woman would flock to her. Am I just wishful thinking there?
I haven't really seen any polling data, so I really can't say. It sounds great, Mark. I'm not sure that it's a winning issue or a losing issue. All I can say is that I've seen a public opinion polls prior to the terrorist attacks showing more and more people supporting the right to keep and bear arms, but it still has a way to go.
There isn't enough time to do any polling on that over there, but I thought that was interesting, Alan. When we come back from this break, I want to take you in a different direction. I got an email that was absolutely outstanding. It embodies the entire DNA of this radio program, Alan, and everything that you do and everything that I've done and everything that anybody in the pro-rights movement does. This email kind of pulls it all together, and when I got it, I was angry, and I thought about you immediately, and I'm going to read it when we come back. I've been sitting on this for a couple of days. Armed American Radio's monster broadcast continues right after this with the great Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, and a great email. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The self-defense shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA self-defense shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the safest radio studios in America. We're ahead of this game a little bit when it comes to talk radio because we're airing before the big talkers, daytime talkers tomorrow. So we're talking about what happened in London from a talk radio standpoint, and it's going to be very interesting to hear some of the opinions of some of the big guys and gals tomorrow. I'm going to break with my regular mold here, and I'm going to tune into Mike Gallagher, who you just heard bring us back in. I'm going to break from my mold. I'm going to listen to Mike. Anytime something big happens, and this is not really as big as, you know, other things, but there's method to my madness. I want to listen to Mike for a couple reasons to see if he goes along the same lines as what I'm thinking here, because Mike in his Twitter feed did touch on the disarmed cop, and I want to listen to hear his opinion. But there is a piece out, Alan Gottlieb from Reuters. It says, "Hey, cowards, Londoners fought back as killers rampaged. Londoners fought back with whatever came to hand, including hurling chairs and tables when three men armed with a van and knives went on an attack in a bustling area of the British capital on Saturday night." Alan, that's sad.
Yeah, it is sad. My heart goes out to all those people. And again, you know, these convicting disarmament zones, you know, a killing field for, you know, criminals and terrorists. I don't know if somebody having a gun would have stopped this, but it sure would have been nice to have the possibility, wouldn't it?
Well, it certainly would have. And don't think for 2 seconds that the cowards who did this weren't very well aware. They were. In fact, they count on their victims being disarmed. 8-minute response from cops. 50 people wounded, 7 dead. That number is likely to rise, unfortunately and sadly. But 8 minutes is a very long time. You try that in a city like Atlanta or any cities down south or other states around this country, you have a high likelihood of someone with a firearm stepping in to stop somebody with a knife. All right, let me go to an email, Alan. This came in from Scott Woodard, and it angered me and it saddened me, and you'll understand why. "Hello, Mark. I am hoping that you and your listeners can help me appeal the sheriff's decision. I applied for a CCW over a year ago and recently called the Imperial County's sheriff to check on my application. I was denied this application for only one reason. I was required to submit 3 letters of character reference, and one needed to be from an active law enforcement officer within the county. This law enforcement officer could not be affiliated with CHP or Border Patrol. Basically, it had to be from a sheriff's deputy. I have had several very positive encounters with ICSO, but I do not know any of them personally. I submitted all paperwork, including a letter of character reference from a lifelong friend with LAPD. I did include a written request that that officer from LAPD be accepted, the letter from the officer from LAPD be accepted in lieu of one from a local deputy, because I simply do not know any local LEOs. I am a realtor in the Palm Springs / Desert area, and have learned that my occupation does qualify me under the subject of good cause for CCW. Do I have any recourse, as I believe that the denial was unjust and that they just don't want to issue a CCW license? I'll be listening this Sunday and hope you can answer my letter on the air." Well, Scott, I am, and I found your letter to be one of the more important ones I've ever received for a number of different reasons. Alan, this is why the show exists. I believe this is why the Second Amendment Foundation exists, and I believe it's why you've dedicated so many years, now turned to decades, of your life to combat. What this individual has to go through and the time and money it took him to do this to get turned down is despicable. Can you address that?
Well, these regulations are obviously crazy and set up as a roadblock so that legitimate people can't get permits to carry a firearm for self-protection. And of course, your listener and your email person, what he's really asking for is, what do I do? How do I get around this? You know, how can you help me? And I hate to be cynical about it, but, you know, we've challenged lots of laws in California already. We've got one, you know, the Peruta Richards case is on the way up to the Supreme Court, which we might hear tomorrow that they're taking or not.
Right.
But the truth of the matter is, as cynical as I am with this, the reason why I think these regulations are in place has nothing to do with public safety. It has everything to do with raising campaign money for the sheriff. So make a donation to his campaign, and my guess is that, quote unquote, he'll be your character reference. And that's why it's only for the, you know, it has to be somebody from the sheriff or one of his deputies that gives you the approval, you know, or the recommendation. And that's how they raise their money for the reelection campaigns. This happens in lots of counties in California, and it's absolutely disgusting.
Oh, boy. Okay. What I just heard you say, I'm going to go ahead and repeat it. I hate to be that guy that repeats everything you just heard the president say during a State of the Union address, but what I just heard you say is pay the sheriff and you might have a better opportunity of getting that permit. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, show up at his one of his fundraisers, make a donation, shake his hand, and then hand him the application and say, I need a recommendation. Will you do it for me? And lo and behold, I bet you get your permit.
You know,
in California, there's an awful lot of pay to play. The system is very corrupt. That's why we've been challenging the CCW laws there, the way they're written, because this is what it leads to.
Well, the mere fact that this is America we're talking about. This is an American citizen in an American state. What's left of the American state of California, anyway, at this stage of the game, that has to go through this, that has to write a letter like this, that has to hear a response like this. It angered me, and it saddened me at the same time. But it really does. It embodies everything that we do here. So I appreciate the answer. With the time that we have remaining, about 2.5 minutes or thereabouts, you know, the other side creates their own holiday. I'm not going to call it their National Gun Violence Awareness Day. That's what they want it called. I'm going to call it Festivus, because that's what it is. It's a made-up holiday that they go out and wear orange to try to bring attention to gun violence. But the Gun Violence Awareness Day, their Festivus, phony holiday, if you remember Seinfeld, right, is designed to do one thing, and that's infringe on my rights, because it's not Chicago, it's not St. Louis, it's not Baltimore, it's not L.A. It's about raising awareness and stopping national reciprocity, which is their big deal, that and background checks, which do nothing to stop those crimes in those cities, but only hamper you. Alan, it was a huge failure, wasn't it?
It was a great failure, and the one thing, what I like to point out is that Shannon Watts, who basically was the key spokesman for the Bloomberg mouthpiece groups, decided that she would fly from Denver to San Francisco, where they're going to have like their biggest rally, where they're going to have all these people walking across the Golden Gate Bridge. And lo and behold, it was all done, and they had to figure out how to make it sound good. So they put out a news release that scores of people wore orange and crossed the Golden Gate Bridge. Well, a score is 20 people. So they had 3 or 4 scores. They had under 100 people in anti-gun San Francisco. And that's the best they could do in the biggest city where they could hold their biggest rally. Boy, did they flop.
We'll call it what's the terminology they always use? A stinging defeat for the gun lobby, they like to say. This was clearly a stinging defeat. Now, if you want to find out about these things, I told you, you got to do your homework as an Armed American Radio listener. Make sure to visit those sites. Go over to everytown.org and sign up to get these emails. Alan, we're out of time. As usual, thank you very much. We're waiting Monday to see if the conference from last week, if the Supreme Court will take the Peru to California case, right?
That one or the Binderup-Suarez case as well.
Either one.
Foundation file. So we'll find out maybe tomorrow.
Well, we're going to keep our eyes on it. Alan Gottlieb, Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. I'm a life member. You should be a life member. You just heard why. Thank you, sir. Appreciate everything you do. When we come back, Major League Baseball great Curt Schilling. We're going to have some fun with Curt. Ton of email poured in on my daytime show this week. So we're going to kind of break mold and have some fun about a couple different topics. I think you'll like it. The analogy was fun. Armed American Radio continues. Curt Schilling next.
I'm sure you know by now that I'm a proud supporter of the United States Concealed Carry Association, the first and largest organization dedicated to protecting responsible gun owners before, during, and after a self-defense incident. And in honor of the upcoming 4th of July holiday, the USCCA is celebrating our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with a great American giveaway. 5 lucky winners will receive $1,776 to buy the gun and ammo of their choice. You'll finally be able to get that gun you've been dreaming about and still have money left over to buy all the ammo you need to break it in. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing 5. Just visit defendthem.com to enter. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just go to defendthem.com right now. And if you're carrying a gun without protection, make sure you check out what they have to offer. There's truly nothing else out there like it. That's defendthem.com to get your 5 chances to win.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Welcome back to the safest radio studios in all of America. I've got so much to cover with you. I want to apologize in advance. I'm not going to get to all of it. I never am able to do that. And really, in the next hour or two with AWR Hawkins, as much as we have to cover with him, having not been here for 2 weeks, it's going to be really, really tough to do that. And we're waiting also for Kurt Schilling to call in. Hopefully he makes that phone call. That would be great. I've got so much I want to talk with him about. I think you're going to really like the parallels that I made. We talked a lot about it on the weekday show this past week. You know, there was an incident in Major League Baseball with a bench-clearing brawl between Bryce Harper and pitcher Strickland in the Washington Nationals-Giants game about a week ago. Buster Posey, the Giants catcher, did nothing as Bryce Harper got hit by a pitch, intentionally hit by a pitch, and threw his bat, threw his helmet, charged the mound. And the catcher did nothing. And there were some parallels there to self-defense that we opened up, really opened up a Pandora's box, and got a ton, I mean a ton, of email. And believe it or not, most of the email disagreed with me relative to my position, going, look, this is part of the game. It happens. It was part of the game when I was a kid. I was a victim of somebody that took me out at third base. But my teammates always had my back. It's a part of the game. So I've got a ton of email, and I really want to bring Kurt out. I don't want to go through all those emails without him here. And if I have to tease that and wait until I can bring him back, even to the daytime show or even next week, I want to do that. Because, boy, I'll tell you what, it will be really fun, because who is Kurt Schilling? You know who Kurt Schilling is. Google Kurt Schilling, Google Kurt Schilling, bloody sock, and you'll know who I'm talking about when you're talking about Red Sox pitchers. Kurt Schilling is the man. Legendary. Absolutely legendary. But we had a conversation about it on his radio program on Two-Way Tuesday about a week ago, just this past Tuesday. And it was an awful lot of fun as we got involved in that conversation because I was able to bring it back to self-defense. Well, what do you do if your kid is wrong and makes a mistake that causes somebody to want to harm them and your kid brought it on themselves? They did something intentionally, and I used an example of road rage incident. Maybe you were taking your son, you're following your son, to 17-year-old son, to get his car fixed for the first time. He's got to drop it off, and you got to take him home or drop him off at school or whatever the case may be because he's got to drop his car off. And on the way, he gets into it with somebody because he does something intentionally and stupid, like flips off another driver that, oh, I don't know, maybe he felt was too close to him. And then at the traffic light, the guy gets out and goes over to your son's car, opens up that door and starts to drag your kid out of the car. I had a number of emails saying to me, hey, man, Strickland, the pitcher, deserved what he got. Posey was the only guy on the field that was smart about it and let him take his lumps. It was an intentional throw. He got what he deserved. Is your kid getting what he deserves on the side of the road? Some people would say, yay, he's learning a valuable lesson. Here's my take. I promise you, you're going to go help your son. I promise you, you're not going to sit on the side of the road and go, well, he did it to himself. He flipped the guy off. What did he think was going to happen? Let him get his butt kicked. It'll teach him a lesson. It doesn't work that way in real life. In real life, you're going to save your son. And then guess what's going to happen? You're going to get home and you're going to give him a whooping like he's never had before. And a talking to, and probably take the car away from him, as you should, because it's a lesson. So there were some really, really good analogies. And if we don't get Kurt in this segment, I'll go ahead and read some of those in the following segment. But I want to go back now until we can get Kurt on to something I touched on with Mr. Gottlieb. And that's this Reuters piece. Because this angers me, and I know it angers you as a law-abiding, responsibly armed American. You have a right to bear arms. Now, I want you to think about that letter that I just read a few minutes ago from Scott Woodard. Desperately seeking help. He's waited over a year to get a permit. I can promise you he's got a file folder filled with stacks of applications, copies of forms. He read the law. He's had to read everything. He's made phone calls. He's found out, what do I need to do? He had to go through all of this process to do what? To do what? Exercise his what? Repeat it after me. Right to bear arms. Not a right granted by government, but recognized by government. And here Scott's got stacks of paperwork, no doubt receipts, none of it was free. And he did everything that was requested, and they said no. And I thought it was interesting. Imperial County Sheriff, right? Imperial? Had to go to my Imperial Sheriff? Yeah, you sure did, huh? Sheriff loves being Imperial out there, doesn't he? And said no. Gottlieb's answer, I got to be honest with you, it angered me too. But that's the reality of life in states that don't recognize your right to bear arms. Let's just call them what they are. Socialist-controlled states. That's what California is. So think about that. When you, in Arizona, Phoenix, Bullhead City, and others, Tucson, you're listening, KVOI, think about that. As you get up tomorrow morning and you holster your firearm and you don't need a permit, and your state borders California. See, we begin to take these things for granted. And when you read this Reuters piece, Londoners fought back as killers rampaged. They did? You know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see five lawfully armed citizens took the lives of three terrorists. I'd like to see that. There's a high likelihood of that if that were to happen in the United States. I'll go back to the email from Scott and the Imperial Sheriff. He'd rather be there in 8 minutes than leave you with a fighting chance. And in London, what do they say? What does Reuters say? Londoners fought back. Londoners didn't fight back. Not in the way they should have been able to fight back. Londoners threw chairs and ran away in an attempt to get away. You know who fought back? The cop fought back. And he got cut up all over his face and everywhere else. Because the cop had a baton. He didn't have the tool that could have kept distance and ended the threat, which eventually was ended 8 minutes later by cops with guns. Do you understand? Of course you do. Of course you do. But it's frustrating. The insanity of what we're talking about here. The headline itself. Londoners fought back as killers rampaged. The killers were not hurt by the chairs. The killers were shot and killed. The killers, the murderers, were shot and killed. They were not beaten to death with chairs. Back to the email from Scott Woodard. Scott Woodard. You probably tuned in. Here's a man, an American citizen, who can't do what you can do, Minneapolis resident, Hutchinson, Minnesota resident, Columbia, Springfield, South Carolina resident, Raleigh, Tampa, Atlanta, Macon, Kentucky, London, Kentucky. He can't, unless he violates the law, because of one man, a sheriff. But Reuters writes that Londoners fought back. Londoners can't fight back. They've been disarmed. They've been neutered. They've been spayed. Back after this.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
I'm sure you know by now that I'm a proud supporter of the United States Concealed Carry Association, the first and largest organization dedicated to protecting responsible gun owners before, during, and after a self-defense incident. And in honor of the upcoming 4th of July holiday, the USCCA is celebrating our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with a great American giveaway. Five lucky winners will receive $1,776 to buy the gun and ammo of their choice. You'll finally be able to get that gun you've been dreaming about and still have money left over to buy all the ammo you need to break it in. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing five. Just visit defendthem.com to enter. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just go to defendthem.com right now. And if you're carrying a gun without protection, make sure you check out what they have to offer. There's truly nothing else out there like it. That's defendthem.com to get your five chances to win.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
You know, I got to tell you, you know how I love the funny names. By the way, we are still awaiting Kurt Schilling. I needed him for a half hour. If we can get him, that's great. If not, I'm going to hold off and wait till I can bring him onto the program because I want to read these emails. They're really good, but I want his response, and I want you to hear his response. As a legendary Major League Baseball pitcher who has found himself personally in the thick of that and, in fact, shared the same jersey as Buster Posey at one point. I think he played for Boston as well. So, yeah, as much as I would love to read these to you, I'm not going to do that. And you can probably tell I'm fighting that. I really am fighting that because I really do want you to hear these, but we will wait. The parallels are great, but to not have Kurt on wouldn't add the same flavor. So I'm going to hold off on those. And maybe if I can get him over to the daytime show, or more than likely hold him for next week's Monster broadcast. You know, we were talking about the disarmed cop. And my good friend, your good friend, the Captain Matt Bruce from the Captain's America Third Watch, he's tuned into the show. I know he is. Down in Tampa, Florida, because he's preparing to go on air today to cover tomorrow's news tonight, which is exactly what he's going to do. Just like us talking about this, you're going to hear it ad nauseum tomorrow, the London attack, and that's all you're going to hear. It's going to be the top talk topic all day. Say that one fast, okay? But he sends me an email. The English transit cop, Bobby, one of those guys with the funny top head who carries a nightstick, actually took on all three of the attackers when they got off the bridge. If you recall in the first segment with Alan Gottlieb, I said that's a pretty hardcore move. Here you got a guy that's disarmed, essentially disarmed. A nightstick, I'm sorry, it's not an arm. It's the best he's got. It's his chair. It's the chair that the average citizen has to use. It's just his chair. It just happens to fit off of his duty belt. That's all. It's a stick. Imagine all you law enforcement officers tuned in. You're all over the country. I know you are. I hear from you all the time. Imagine having a stick. Good heavens. Think about that. But it made the comment that when you're disarmed, you're forced into mortal combat disarmed at a complete disadvantage. And if you're a cop, you have to run to it. That's your job. That's your oath. It's what you swore to do. You're going to the sound of the gunfire, or you're going to the individuals with knives. Now, you know how much knives freak me out. I don't like knives. I carry a knife with me every day. I carry an Emerson blade with me every day. I used it to open a Diet Coke bottle today. I really did. I use it for everything. And knives freak me out. And when somebody's on top of you with a knife, it is mortal hand-to-hand combat. This guy took on three dedicated killers with knives who had already run over 50 people. And were in the process of killing, trying to kill dozens of others, seven of whom they did so successfully. And he took all three of them on, and he did it disarmed. The fight lasted, I'm continuing with the email from Captain. The fight lasted about 3 minutes, but it gave onlookers a chance to immediately call for help. And that help was there in about 5 minutes, which was the total of 8 minutes. If you looked at the news, you saw that. When the counterterrorism police showed up and shot all attackers dead. The guy had been on the force, Captain reminds us, for less than 2 years. The guy who is still unidentified is a hero, and his actions definitely saved lives. Absolutely did it. And he's lucky to be alive. Lucky to be alive. Now let's go to that 8 minutes for just a second, shall we? You find yourself in a life and death situation and call 911. You know how long 8 minutes is to you? I've interviewed people who have held men multiple, five and six men at a time at gunpoint. One for as much as 20 minutes. Wrote a story about it. Happened in Missouri. St. Louis. His house was broken into, his office. He owned two houses, one across the street from the other. He was working in one, and the other house was broken into by five individuals. He held all five of those individuals on the sidewalk at gunpoint with one of them going, "You ain't going to kill me," and kept getting up. You know how heavy that gun got? That was 20 minutes. You know how long 8 minutes is? It's a lifetime. Meanwhile, you are being attacked, brutally attacked by dedicated killers with knives. Londoners fought back as killers rampaged. I can't get over that headline. I just can't do it. I can't do it. My first thought was, fought back with what? Oh, that's right, they threw chairs. Yeah, I know, a chair can, you know, do some damage. Not me. I have my right to bear arms, and I enjoy my right to bear arms, and I exercise my right to bear arms. Do you? Or is it just all talk? Hey, Sean, you got a copy down there in Dallas?
Yes, sir.
I was going to go here earlier. I sidetracked myself because this stuff angers me. But you know how I love stories with names that fit the stories?
Yes.
I can't find this. I looked for it during a break, and I couldn't find it. I really wanted to. If I can find it when I've got AWR Hawkins up, I'll try it during the top of the hour break when I have a little bit more time. But there was a story, I believe it was an Atlanta story that I saw when I was doing some research, of a guy who got arrested for whatever he was doing, and his last name is Swindle. I cracked up.
That's funny.
He's a swindler. His last name was Swindle or Swindow. I forget where it was. But anyway, it was interesting. So as I was surfing all that stuff, that's when I came across, that's why I mentioned that, I came across this Londoners fought back as killers rampaged. And it's just enough to really make you sick to your stomach, particularly when you hear the letter from Scott Woodard out in California, who has to go through so many hoops to be turned down. Michigan, moving through the legislature now, permitless carry. North Carolina, moving through the legislature now, permitless carry. Hopefully, in a few more state legislative sessions next year, we're going to see that steamroll. National reciprocity, bills filed in the House and the Senate. Scott Woodard in California, pulling his hair out of his head, filling up file folders with paperwork, reading instructions. Jersey, I hear you. You're the same way. Somebody in New Jersey's going, "What about me?" I hear you. I just didn't get the letter from you. I got the letter from Scott, so I want to go back to Scott because his letter really does embody the DNA of Armed American Radio. It's why we do what we do. And here's a guy seeking help because he can't do what we do legally. That's why these cases coming out of California like Peruta are so gosh darn important. And hopefully we find something out tomorrow that Peruta is being taken. That would be big, big news. Huge news if we can find that out. So pay attention to Armed American Radio's daily defense tomorrow because we're going to get up and do it all again. And hopefully we'll keep, you know, we're on that SCOTUS watch. We're watching for that Peruta case or the Binderup Suarez case to see if either or both of those cases are picked up by the Supreme Court of the United States. We're hopeful. They have not closed them. And so I think we're good here. I'm going to make a prediction. I think Peruta is going to get picked up. Is it going to help Scott out in California? Yeah, it probably is. A vital case. Going to help a lot of people who still can't exercise their rights in states, other states like New Jersey as well. When we come back, AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News, going to be a great hour. 2 weeks of all his stuff crammed in. In the meantime, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone so that you have to throw chairs around to defend yourself. We'll be back.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.